Welcome to The Lowdown, where we dive deep into the shadows of history and the brilliance of tomorrow. Join us as we unravel ancient mysteries and explore the hidden knowledge of the occult, blending the wisdom of the ages with cutting-edge futuristic technologies. From the enigmatic pyramids of Egypt to the secrets of modern AI, we'll delve into the stories that shape our past and influence our future. Whether you're a history buff, a tech enthusiast, or a curious seeker of truth, The Lowdown brings you captivating discussions and expert insights that illuminate the fascinating intersections of our world. Let's embark on this journey together.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
Lowdown listeners. If you're tuning in, you know we're passionate about diving deep into the esoteric, uncovering hidden occult knowledge, and exploring the cutting edge of scientific technology. We love bringing you these discussions, but keeping the show running and growing takes resources. If you enjoy what we do and want to help us continue to explore the mysteries of the universe and beyond, please consider donating Satoshi to support the show. Your contributions, no matter how small, directly help us with research, production, and bringing you even more mind-bending content. Every Satoshi helps us bring more occult knowledge and scientific technology to your ears. Thank you so much for your incredible support of the Lowdown podcast. We couldn't do it without you.
The summer air hung heavy and humid over the small town of Harmony Creek, a perfect breeding ground for myths and legends, but also for something far more real and terrifying, the Africanized honeybee. What are Africanized honeybees? Often dubbed killer bees, Africanized honeybees, AHBs, are a hybrid species born from an accidental release in Brazil in the 1950s. Brazilian geneticist Warwick Estevam Kerr had imported aggressive African honeybees to crossbreed with European honeybees, hoping to create a strain better suited for honey production in tropical climates. A careless beekeeper, however, allowed 26 swarms to escape, and these highly adaptable and resilient bees began their relentless march northward, reaching the United States in 1990, first in Texas, and later spreading to states like Arizona, California, New Mexico, Nevada, Florida, and more recently, even into parts of Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah. Unlike their docile European cousins, AHBs are fiercely defensive of their hives. They look almost identical to European honeybees, making visual identification nearly impossible for the untrained eye. The danger lies not in their individual sting, which is no more potent than a regular honeybee's, but in their sheer numbers and aggressive behavior. How dangerous are they? The moniker killer bee isn't entirely a misnomer. AHBs react to disturbances much faster, with less provocation, and will pursue a perceived threat much further, sometimes up to a quarter of a mile. When they attack, they do so in overwhelming numbers, delivering hundreds, even thousands of stings. This massive influx of venom can overwhelm the human body, leading to severe reactions, organ failure, and even death, especially for those with allergies, the elderly, young children, or individuals unable to escape quickly. Their nests are also a concern. While European honeybees prefer larger established cavities, Africanized bees are less discerning. They'll build hives in unexpected places, old tires, mailboxes, water meter boxes, hollow trees, attics, and even in the ground, increasing the likelihood of unwitting encounters. Known deadly attacks in America. The annals of American public safety hold numerous tragic accounts of Africanized bee attacks. Just in the past few months, the news has highlighted alarming incidents. In Eastland, Texas, 66-year-old Stephen Daniel lost his life after disturbing a massive Africanized beehive while mowing his lawn. The swarm, estimated to be over 20,000 strong, chased him, leading to a fatal collapse from en masse stinging. Elsewhere, three tree trimmers in Texas were hospitalized after a similar encounter. In Arizona, hikers have been chased for miles, requiring medical attention after receiving hundreds of stings. Animals are also frequent victims. In Comanche County, Texas, three horses were stung to death after a nearby lawnmower disturbed a hive. These incidents underscore the very real threat posed by AHBs, particularly when people are unaware of their presence or the appropriate response to an attack. What can be done to stop them in the future? While completely eradicating Africanized honeybees from the American landscape is highly improbable due to their widespread establishment and adaptability, several strategies can mitigate their danger and slow their spread. Public education and awareness. This is paramount. People need to understand what AHBs are, how to identify potential nesting sites, and most importantly, how to react during an attack. The advice is simple: run. Run in a straight line, protect your face and head, and seek immediate shelter in an enclosed space, like a building or vehicle. Do not swat at the bees, as this only agitates them further and releases alarm pheromones, attracting more bees. Bee-proofing. Properties. Homeowners and businesses in affected areas should seal all cracks and gaps larger than 1/8 inch in walls, around chimneys, and plumbing to prevent bees from nesting indoors. Removing clutter and potential outdoor nesting sites like old tires, empty containers, and lumber piles can also deter them. Professional removal. Never attempt to remove an Africanized beehive yourself. Contact a licensed pest control operator or a beekeeper specifically trained in Africanized bee removal. These professionals have the necessary protective gear and expertise to safely handle and relocate or exterminate the colonies. Responsible beekeeping practices. Beekeepers in affected areas play a crucial role. Maintaining strong, healthy European honeybee colonies can deter Africanized bees from taking over hives. Regular inspection and, if necessary, requeening with European queens can help maintain European genetics within managed colonies. Beekeepers should also report suspect Africanized bee presence to local agricultural departments or beekeeping associations. Research and monitoring. Continued research into AHB behavior, genetics, and control methods is vital. Monitoring their spread and population densities helps authorities understand their migration patterns and allocate resources for management. Climate change may also influence their northward expansion, making ongoing monitoring even more critical. As the sun set over Harmony Creek, casting long shadows, the story of the Africanized honeybee served as a potent reminder, not of a fictional monster, but of a very real, very present challenge. A challenge that demands vigilance, education, and collective action to coexist safely with these full yet fascinating insects.
Here's something that will make your skin crawl in just one attack. Africanized honeybees can deliver over 1,000 stings, injecting enough venom to kill a fully grown adult. And they're spreading across America as we speak.
That's absolutely terrifying. And to think this all started with just 26 swarms escaping in Brazil back in the 1950s.
Well, it's like a cautionary tale of scientific ambition gone wrong. A geneticist tried creating better honey-producing bees for tropical climates, but one mistake led to what experts now call a biological invasion across two continents.
So how far have they actually spread since then?
They've moved like an unstoppable wave through South and Central America, reaching Texas in 1990. And now they're established in Arizona, California, New Mexico, Nevada, and pushing into states like Alabama and Utah. The scariest part? They look identical to regular honeybees, but their behavior is dramatically different.
I've heard about their aggressive nature. What makes them so much more dangerous than regular bees?
Well, let me put it this way. While a regular honeybee might chase you for 50 feet, these Africanized bees will pursue you for up to a quarter mile. And they attack in massive numbers. We're talking hundreds or even thousands of bees. Just last month in Eastland, Texas, a man was killed by an estimated 20,000 bees while simply mowing his lawn.
Oh my God, that's horrifying. And they're not just targeting humans, right?
Exactly. In Comanche County, three horses were killed by these swarms. And what makes them particularly dangerous is their choice of nesting sites. Unlike European honeybees that prefer specific locations, these aggressive hybrids will build hives anywhere, old tires, mailboxes, even underground.
You know what's fascinating, though? The way we're trying to fight back against this threat.
Right. It's actually becoming a multifaceted approach. First, there's this whole concept of bee-proofing properties, sealing all cracks larger than 1/8 inch, removing potential nesting sites. But the real heroes are the professional beekeepers who maintain strong European honeybee colonies to help prevent these Africanized bees from taking over.
And what about climate change? I imagine that's affecting their spread too.
That's one of the most concerning aspects. These bees have already shown incredible adaptability. And with warming temperatures, researchers predict they could expand their territory even further north. We're seeing them survive in areas we never thought possible just a few decades ago.
Well, that's certainly keeping scientists busy. What are the latest research developments?
The focus is really on understanding their migration patterns and developing better control methods. But here's what's interesting. Complete eradication is basically impossible at this point. Instead, it's about adaptation and management. For example, if you're attacked, you need to run in a straight line and protect your face and get to an enclosed space. No swatting, no jumping in water. Those old wives' tales could actually get you killed.
The public education aspect seems crucial here.
You know what? It really is. And it's not just about knowing how to react during an attack. People need to understand the warning signs, like increased bee activity around their property and when to call professionals. Because trying to handle these bees yourself, that's basically playing Russian roulette with a very angry swarm.
Looking ahead, what do you think the future holds for our relationship with these bees?
Well, it's going to be about coexistence rather than elimination. We're seeing promising developments in genetic research and control methods, but the reality is these bees are here to stay. The key is building better early warning systems, improving public awareness, and supporting professional bee management programs. It's a perfect example of how we need to adapt to environmental changes rather than trying to completely eliminate them.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.